Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, let's go. 306, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We open with the football. Jets last night fall to the Miami Dolphins. They are now 0-4 on the season. Long year ahead for New York Jet fans, but that's typical. Probably the same thing for the Giants. Don't let 1 week fool you. We'll get to the football a little bit later again. We'll still take your calls on it, 888-808-1019, but let's go. New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox. Tonight, game one of the wild card. And yeah, let's just start with this, right? Right, because I know Yankee fans, this is, let's be honest with ourselves. It's okay. It's okay. Let's just be honest with ourselves. This is the toughest matchup that they could have faced. I think that's fair. We've been saying it for a while. I said it in the offseason that I thought that the Boston Red Sox were the second best team in the American League behind the New York Yankees. Now, I know they're the second wild card. I understand that Toronto has now won the division. And I understand that a lot of people are picking, too many foolish people are picking the Seattle Mariners to get to the World Series. That ain't happening. All right, maybe it will. I've been wrong before. I don't see that happening. I've always deemed the Boston Red Sox to be the Yankees' biggest threat this year. It's how I felt when they signed Bregman and they got Crochet. That's how I felt. I still feel that way today. I think the Yankees absolutely can and should win this series. But their June swoon, their inability to beat Toronto at least one game in that four-game set in particular, all the games blown by Devin Williams. Now, I know Toronto blew games too. And you could play this game and you can go through all the games Toronto lost when they were up or they blew a game or early on in the season when they weren't playing well. You could play this game. But the fact of the matter is, the Yankees had every opportunity to win this division, and despite winning 94 games, the same number of games they won last year, not good enough there in the wild card. Yes, they're hosting it. This is a tough matchup. There's no two ways around it. It's on tonight against Crochet and the Red Sox. I honestly think that if the Yankees can get through this series, I will love their chances to get back to the World Series. This is the series for me. That is the biggest obstacle for the New York Yankees to get back to a World Series. I don't think there's any doubt. And I would feel a hell of a lot better about playing the Red Sox in a 5 or 7-game series than I do in a 3-game series. I don't think there's any way to cut it. Garrett Crochet, any ace. I'd feel much more comfortable against the Tigers in a 5-7-game series as opposed to anytime you have a legitimate ace. And I think that the Yankees are throwing their own legitimate ace with Fried tonight. He's not Garrett Crochet. He's not been that kind of pitcher. Garrett Crochet has struck out more batters than any other pitcher in baseball. He is an excellent pitcher and has pitched well against the Yankees. This game tonight is imperative. this game tonight. We have yet to see a wild card winner in this new playoff format lose game one and go on to win the series. Now, I still think the Yankees can because I think they have the better matchups in games two and three. You're not even sure who the Red Sox are throwing in game three, and the Yankees will be throwing Cam Schlittler, who's done a great job this year pitching to an ERA under three and has looked really good his last couple starts. So the series isn't over if they lose tonight, but this is a huge game. I think the series is over if they win tonight, and I think their chances of winning back-to-back games are it's tough as much as I think they can do it. Tonight is a huge game for the New York Yankees. I think if they win this game, they probably will win this series, and if they win this series, I love their chances to get to a World Series. This Yankee team is playing its best baseball. It's gone eight in a row here into the postseason. I know they didn't win the division, and they've gone in as teams more comfortable last year, right? Win the division, got the bye, everything. I don't remember a time they've gone in this healthy and playing this well. And I like the rotation. I think the rotation is better than the Boston Red Sox. I think it's better than almost every team in the American League. If you want to, and it's right up there with the Mariners. I don't think there's another better rotation, even without Cole. I think this is as good a rotation as the American League has. This is the series. This is the series. Tonight is the night. This is the biggest game to determine whether or not the Yankees are getting to the World Series. I honestly believe that. And it's going to come down to a couple things. Now let's look at the obvious. The first obvious thing, because we shouldn't talk about anything else. We could talk about the other part of the lineup and how they're going to go about it, and we will. We could talk about what we need from Max Fried and Carlos Rodon in a big spot and trusting a rookie in Cam Schlittler. As I said, the Red Sox, they got Giolito elbow issues. He's not going to be on the playoff roster. I don't know who they're starting in Game 3. But right off the bat, we all know what the most important thing is. We all know it. Aaron Judge has had an incredible month of September. Aaron Judge just won the batting title. Aaron Judge probably solidified himself as the MVP. 53 home runs, batting title. He is incredible. And his month of September, the numbers are insane. His batting average, his on-base percentage, his slug. He has had an incredible month. It took him a little bit. He was never bad because he can't be bad. But since returning from the injury, it was a little bit of a slog for him in the terms of at least what a slump looks like. But he has turned it up in the last 3 weeks in particular, and he is playing as well as you can play. And he is as comfortable and locked in at the plate as he's been all year or really any time in his career. And it's a Hall of Fame career. It's a legendary career. There are no excuses for Aaron Judge. After this, there should be no more talk about the Yankees building a roster around him and how does Brian Cashman fail at putting a championship team around Aaron Judge. He's got to come through. Tonight, they are facing a dominant left-handed pitcher who will not pitch around him. They are facing a dominant left-handed pitcher where we're going to go through the lineup. He has dominated this Yankee team. They're going to throw a lot of right-handed batters at him who don't play that much. Giancarlo Stanton's going to be Giancarlo Stanton. I have very good confidence in that. And Bellinger hits lefties good. But this is about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge has got to perform. This is on him. This is the moment that this great player, as we, as a collective baseball fan base, and fan, you know, throughout, you know, MLB Network, everyone, as a collective universal baseball fans throughout the country have debated who the MVP is for the last 2 months, going on back and forth between Cal Raleigh and his catching and the 60 home runs versus Judge and all his numbers. We've had this debate about who the MVP is. Meaningless. Meaningless. No one's going to care if Judge gets shut out in these two or three games. They get eliminated in the wild card, and then he's accepting his third MVP. No one's going to care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We've had this debate about who the best player is. It's time the best player shows up and proves to all of us that he is the best player. This is a huge moment for Aaron Judge. He has got to come through, particularly tonight against the lefty who's going to come right at him. I don't think they're going to walk him. Now, if there's, you know, two outs, first base open, you know, I'm not saying they wouldn't walk him under any circumstance. But they're going to go after Judge. This is an ace pitcher. He's not going to want to pitch around Judge. He believes he can get anybody out. This is a big series for Judge, who the last time they played the Red Sox in a real series, I know the wild card game in 21, and Judge didn't do anything in that game, but Cole didn't really give them a chance to win. The last time they played, the last memory of Judge against the Boston Red Sox is taking game two and playing New York, New York on his way out of the clubhouse outside the Boston clubhouse and losing that series. This is the moment Aaron Judge has to stand up and be the monster that he is. First and foremost, before we talk anything else, before we talk Max Fried, before we talk Carlos Rodon, before we talk Cam Schlittler, before we talk this bullpen and where we put Devin Williams in the pecking order and how we see the back end of this bullpen working out and Weaver and Cruz and what their roles are or anything else about who's going to play and whether or not, you know, you're going to see Jazz in this lineup or whether or not McMahon's going to be at third base or obviously Rice isn't playing in this game tonight. All the other things pale in comparison to the number one issue. When you want to win a World Series, your stars have to be your stars. And there is no brighter star in all of baseball. The best baseball player right now, although we're going to see Ohtani pitch, you know what I'm saying, the best hitter in baseball is Aaron Judge. Bar none, indisputable, he's the guy. He's the best player. He has got to show up. Aaron Judge has got to be there tonight and through this series and through the playoffs as long as they go. Plain and simple. Enough is enough. Enough letting other people speculate you're not great because you haven't performed in the biggest moments. Go out there and take this thing. Because if they win this series, I'm telling you, they're going to the World Series. They're going to the World Series. This is the series that scares me the most. This is the toughest matchup. The three-game series is in nature, just inherently, the most dangerous series to get through. They're throwing one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball, or at least the American League, in game one, and no team has won this series after losing game one. Doesn't mean they can't, and I still would like the Yankees' chances as much as any other team losing game one because of the pitching matchups and because of who they are. Because it's at home. But they need to make a statement tonight, because if they win this series, if they win this series, they go to the World Series. I honestly believe tonight the World Series might hang in the balance. That's how big tonight is. And we'll get to the lineup and what Aaron Boone said today, because he said today that Wells will be behind the plate and Goldschmidt will be at first base. That means no Rice. There's speculation from Jack Curry, who put out a lineup, and while Jack Curry is not a member of the Yankees, he's as close and has an ear as close to what the Yankees are going to do as anybody else. He put out a lineup that speculates Caballero at third base, Rosario at second base. I understand. The one that bothers me is Rice. Rice has been on fire. He had two home runs on Sunday. He's been one of their best hitters. But I have no problem with the New York Yankees going for defense and right-handed batters against Crochet and with Max Fried on the mound. You have to catch Wells because you need to make sure you can control, at least on some level, the run game. I know Max Fried is good at holding runners on, but Rice really is not good at throwing. You need Wells behind the plate for his pitch framing and for his ability to throw runners out, which is at least on some level sustainable as opposed to Rice. And then at first base, you need Paul Goldschmidt you need good defense with Max Fried on the mound. Now, they believe they could probably get that level of somewhat close to the level of third base with Caballero as opposed to McMahon, and at least they get a right-handed bat in there. So we'll see how they handle that. You look at Rosario. He's got really good numbers against left-handed pitching in general this year, and specifically against Crochet. He's got the best numbers on the Yankees against Crochet. You probably want to take him and see if you can get anything offensively with him. Second base is a little bit less important defensively with Max Fried on the mound than third base is. But the idea of not having Jazz, the idea of certainly not having Rice in the lineup scares me a little bit. But this is who the Yankees are. When they play left-handed pitching, specifically tough-handed pitching, they went out and acquired people who hit right left-handed pitching. So I think the lineup's going to surprise some people. You're going to see some guys who are pretty much locked-in starters not playing this game. We'll see. But I think this comes down to two people tonight. This comes down to Max Fried, and this comes down to Aaron Judge. Can Max Fried match the performance from Garrett Crochet, and can Aaron Judge be Aaron Judge? This is a very difficult matchup. I think the Yankees are better than them, and if this were a five-game series or a seven-game series, I would be uber confident. Uber. I would be almost certain the Yankees would win this series. I would feel very good about a five or a seven-game series. The nature of a three-game series is just very difficult, and they are throwing a legitimate stud in game one, and it is hard to win two games in a row. And no one's done it yet. But tonight is the night. Tonight, the Yankees and the Red Sox take off again for another playoff matchup. The wild card of 21, the ALDS of 18, 0-3, 0-4. You know, Evan said this today. I was listening. It's fair. For a long time, for forever, there really wasn't a rivalry. We called it one because they played a lot, and, you know, DiMaggio and Ted Williams and whatever else. But it was foot to ass, Yankee foot to Red Sox ass for a long time. And the last time that was the case, the New York Yankees manager was circling the bases after hitting a walk-off home run. It's been a long time since the Yankees gave the Red Sox their comeuppance. Let's be fair. Yep, the Red Sox have finished in last place a lot. Yankees haven't. No doubt. No doubt. Yankees have been a model of consistency. The Red Sox will have a one-off year, but you know what? They get home. Red Sox really haven't been that good outside of 2018. They won a championship. They won in 18. They won in 21. They obviously won in 04. This has been a matchup that for a century the Yankees owned. That has not been the case for the last 25 years. Just hasn't been, last 20 years. That's got to change over the next three nights. It just has to. It just has to. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's go to Dave and Hal real quick. What's up, Dave?
Hi, C-Mac. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I just want to say that you're absolutely amazing. You're extremely talented. I love listening to you. You're amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much, David. I couldn't agree with you more.
So I just want to say two quick points.
Yes.
Number one, I want to say that this is a three-game series. I personally think the Yankees are by far the best team in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's a three-game series, anything could happen.
100%.
This first game, it's pivotal. It's extremely. They got to win this game. If not, you never know.
Well, of course. Listen, of course. And I hear you, Dave, and thank you for the compliments. I would tell you this. And this is my honest-to-God opinion, watching the two teams and looking at the pitching matchups for the rest of the way. If the Yankees win tonight, I think they win the series. I really do. I think the Yankees will win Game 3. Put it that way. I think the Yankees are going to win Game 3. If they win tonight, I think there's a very good chance at the sweep, but I feel really good about Game 3. And I know you have a rookie on the mound in Cam Schlittler, and anything could happen. If the Yankees win tonight, I feel really good about winning the series. If they lose tonight, I think they have a better chance of winning 2 and 3 than the Red Sox do. If they were to fall behind, I think it's much more, tonight is much more important to the Boston Red Sox than it is the Yankees. They can't lose with Crochet on the mound. They can't. It's obviously killer. Whoever wins the game has the advantage in the series, no doubt, obviously. So if the Red Sox win tonight, they have the advantage in the series, and they're most likely going to win. You know, that's just the way it works. I still think the Yankees would have a chance. I think this game is much more important to the Red Sox. I don't see a way the Red Sox beat the Yankees if they lose tonight. I still think the Yankees can win if they lose tonight. But that's not to say this game isn't immensely important. No team has ever lost game one and won this series. And they'd be playing, be loosey-goosey. Bello would have zero pressure on him, or at least less pressure on him. Rodon would have all the pressure on him. We're still not sure how that would react. Don't get me wrong. You don't want to lose tonight. But I do think it's more important to Boston than it is the Yankees. I do think there's a way for the Yankees to win games 2 and 3. I think they will win game 3. However they get there, I would feel pretty confident about game 3. I don't know who Boston's throwing. And Cam Schlittler's been pretty damn good. And then the other thing that a lot of people have gotten to, obviously we'll get to Volpe, who I think Anthony Volpe is going to be the starting shortstop throughout the series. I do think he's earned that I think he's earned that with last year's postseason play. And I think over the last month since coming back, or a couple weeks since coming back from the shot, I think he's been better defensively. I think he's been a little bit better offensively. And I think Caballero, now we'll see if they play Cabby at third base today. But I do think Caballero is a weapon off the bench to steal a base late. I think the best version of the Yankees, and I've been saying this for a while, even as I was down on Anthony Volpe, and I still am. I'm not overly happy with Anthony Volpe, but I do think last year's postseason and the way he's played the last 3 weeks, he's done enough to make me want to chase the best version of the Yankees. And I still believe and will always believe the best version of the New York Yankees is a serviceable Anthony Volpe who's not going to make defensive miscues at shortstop and having Caballero available off the bench to pinch run late in the game or to allow other pinch hitters and be able to put him anywhere, having him on the bench, being able to play outfield, infield, it makes things easier to maneuver and pinch hit and pinch run and do different things. I think that's where he is best served. I think you eliminate him or hinder some of his, you take away some of his weapon. You make him less of a weapon by starting him. He's a weapon off the bench. He's just a subpar hitter starting. So I think Andy Volpe is going to start. And then the other question that Yankee fans still, like, I want to make this clear to Yankee fans. Devin Williams is getting high leverage spots. Devin Williams right now is viewed by the Yankees, and quite honestly, should be viewed by you as the second best reliever. Now, he'll, the same with Carlos Rodon. We're going to just be worried every time he hits the mound. There's no doubt. There's just no doubt. There's nothing he can do. We're going to worry. But if you're going on just how they're throwing the baseball, you can't tell me over the last month that you feel better when Wells is on the mound. Weaver. You can't tell me you feel better when Weaver's on the mound. You can't tell me you feel better when Tim Hill is on the mound. You can't tell me you feel better when Doval is on the mound. And you can't tell me you feel better even when Cruz is on the mound. Bednar is the only pitcher in that bullpen that I feel more confident in when he's on the mound. And I know Weaver's earned it over what he did last year, but as of right now, this moment today, Wells has had dominant innings. I'm saying Wells. What the hell's wrong with me? A lot of W's. Williams. Devin Williams has had dominant innings. He's going to get, don't, like, I see so many Yankees. Oh, they're going to trust Volpe. They're going to trust Williams. They're going to throw Devin in Sutton. Yeah. Yes. Be prepared. Devin Williams, eighth inning, up a run. Devin Williams, eighth inning, tie game. Devin Williams, seventh inning, up a run. Get ready for it. Because it's coming. And that's not a failing on Aaron Boone. That's not a mistake. That's because of who he is, the track record he has over his career, and the way he's been throwing for the last month. That's it. Get ready for it. Get ready for Anthony Volpe at shortstop and Devin Williams pitching in high leverage moments, because that's how the team is set up. And if they fail, it's on them. It's not on Boone. It's not on Yankee management. I mean, I guess you could say it's on management for getting them here, I suppose. Or not giving you better options. I guess that's fair. But it's not on Aaron Boone. These are the guys. Devin Williams has been their second best reliever for a while now. And Anthony Volpe, as long as he's not booting the ball around, makes them a better team if he's a starting shortstop. And you need your best team if you want to beat the Boston Red Sox. So it starts tonight, baby. Let's go. I am so pumped for this game. I am so pumped for this series. I can already feel the juices flowing. Yankees, Red Sox, man. It is time. It is time to finally beat this team. I grew up, it was a guarantee. It was a lock. I didn't even think about it. The Red Sox had Pedro Martinez, and I was never worried about it. The 99 ALCS, the 2003 ALCS, no worries. No worries. Up 3-0 in 04. No worries. It has changed since that moment. It's been long enough. It's been half my life. They need to go out there and win the series, and Aaron Judge needs to go win it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 3:35. I can feel it already. The maniac is coming back. We live for this, man. We live for this. This is what it's about. Whatever, and I would say this to Yankee fans, because I deal with a lot of you who don't like this team. And I get it. And I know you're frustrated with Brian Cashman. They haven't won since 09. I get it. I know I come off as the Yankee shill. I understand it. And I know I come off as being pleased with making the playoffs every year, even though I don't. I use it. I shouldn't even say I use it. It is enough for me not to despise them. I get frustrated. At the end of the year, I get mad. A lot of times they don't do enough. I called for both Cashman and Boone to be fired after 2023 and how miserable that year was, where Calhoun and, you know, Willie Calhoun and Billy McKinney and Bowers are hitting 3-4-5. Like, you know, that was a terrible roster, and I get mad too. I just think the organization is so successful and has won enough where I don't despise them with every fiber of my being. When a lot of people do. So I would tell you this as Yankee fans. Enjoy this. It's okay to enjoy it. It's okay to feel like I'm happy that they're playing a game today. I'm happy that they've given me this. I know they should have won the division and they should have made sure they won 110 games. This is a big game. And you get this every October. But you still shouldn't take it for granted, because at any moment, you don't know if it's going to happen again. Right? Not to keep bringing up the Mets, I'm not trying to rag on the Mets, but last year you would have been, when they signed Juan Soto, it would have shocked everybody if I told you you weren't playing October baseball. They went to the NLCS and they signed Juan Soto. It doesn't guarantee you anything. This is a big game. Enjoy it. And I'll tell you this, there is no doubt they are as good as anyone. The Yankees are capable of winning a championship. They're built well enough. The team is good enough. The rotation's good enough. The lineup's good enough. The bullpen, despite being the back end of the bullpen, is good enough. Defensively, they're good enough. They are. I can't guarantee they'll pitch good enough out of the rotation, or pitch good enough out of the bullpen, or hit enough and score enough runs, or not make errors. Like those all, that's what happens. It's whether or not they play well enough. But they are good enough. And you should be excited, because this team is a World Series team. They got to go out there and get there and play well enough to prove it. But they are good enough to be a World Series team. There is not a team, not the Dodgers, not the Phillies, not the Padres, not the Cubs, not anybody in the American League, who is clearly better than they are and who they cannot beat. Let's go out there and freaking do it this time. They're good enough. Go get it done. Let's get excited. And let's not be defeatist before it even starts. Yankee fans should be pumped right now. This team has played extremely well. I know they had the June swoon. I know. I know they had a stretch of playing 10 games under 500. I get it. They've been the best team in baseball in August and September, including a 12-game stretch against playoff teams although now the Astros aren't playoff team. I didn't even do my Astros thing. I'll get into that. But let's get excited. We should all be excited. This team's good enough to win this series. This team's good enough to win any series. Let's find out if they play well enough. That's all that stands between them. Brian Cashman has done a good enough job this year to give the Yankees an opportunity to be a world champion. They are good enough. He has done a good enough job. Will Boone and the players be good enough to go take it? Paul in Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Chris, tonight is the night. And I have to ask you before I get to this game, has anyone heard from Morian Belmyer? It seems like I haven't heard a call from him in months.
I you know what? That's a good point. Did he? I think he called last week. Yeah, I think we spoke to Maury.
Oh, okay.
You're right. I haven't been saying tonight is your night, bro. Right. I haven't been saying it as much as I was for a while. But yeah, I think he called in at least within the last 2 weeks since I've been back from Italy, 100%. Because we talked about my trip.
Maury's a big baller, and he's going to be going to these games once the Yankees are going on the road, because I think we will dispatch the Red Sox. But, Chris, if they're not playing McMahon at third base, they're overthinking this. Because how many times have we said we brought the guy in because ground balls are hit to the left side of the infield when Max Fried pitches?
Yep.
There's no other reason he's on the team. If you're not going to play him tonight, I find that bizarre.
I hear you.
From Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton wears out Red Sox pitching, and he wears out all playoff pitching. I have no doubt he is going to hit one off Crochet tonight. Well, he's going to hit a home run and a double. You could take that to the bank.
I hope you're right. I've been having this conversation about what they do at third base against Crochet for like 3 weeks, because I've been seeing this coming. Scooble, as they were fading to, I'm like, against the big time lefty with Fried on the mound, what do they do? Because McMahon has not hit a lick. I hear you. I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't know how they're going to view it. I think they think Caballero, while not McMahon, I think they think he plays a good third base.
See, now I love your point and I agree with it. I want him, when Stanton hits his double in the seventh inning, I want to pinch run him right there for Caballero.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you're wrong. Not having Rice is something that jumps out at me. Is he's one of their better hitters. It's tough to not have Rice in the lineup.
That's the other point I want to get to. Jazz and Rice, you're talking about two short porch swings.
Yeah.
So those could be huge pinch hits to just get a home
run. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no, they both would be.
I could see Jazz being a guy who comes in and hits a three-run homer on a pinch hit.
Yeah. And Rosario's gotten such good numbers against Crochet, you want to put him in the lineup, but he can't play third base. That's the thing. Like, how you want to put Rosario in the lineup because he's got good numbers against Crochet and has killed left-handed pitching. But you can't play him at third because you need the best defender at third base. And that's why I'm curious to see if they do the Caballero. And again, Jack Curry, who's got a really good pulse on this team, and thank you for the call, Paul, he's speculating that he thinks Caballero could be at third base. It's interesting, man. It's one of those things. I understand it all. I understand the thought process. You do need to score runs. Like, you can't count on Max Fried to just shut down the Red Sox. You got to score some runs. And McMahon against Crochet, nothing's guaranteed. But it's hard to envision him even having good at-bats. At least if you put Caballero up there, he'll probably, foul some balls off. And if you ever walk him, now you've got an inning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you walk McMahon, you hope you don't get a ground ball double play. You walk Caballero, you got a chance. You got an inning here. You could steal second and third. So, like, I get that. You got to have some offense, and Caballero can play the position. But at the same time, you want McMahon's absolute guaranteed make every play, make the stunning play, come in on the ball and barehand it, all that stuff you want against Max Fried, with Max Fried on the mound, no doubt. It's a dicey thing. I've been talking about it for 2 weeks because I've been speculating what the Yankees are going to do with it. There is no good answer. There's no bad answer. If they play McMahon, I get it. It's about defense. If they play Caballero, I get it. McMahon's a zero offensively, particularly against left-handed pitching. And against Crochet, I have zero confidence in him doing anything. At least Caballero might be able to work a walk, even have a 10-pitch at bat. Like, McMahon's going to get shut down immediately. So I get it. And Rosario for Jazz just got hit in the arm. I don't know how good he's feeling right now. Against left-handed pitching, there's some swing and miss in his game. And Rosario kills left-handed pitching. He's got good numbers against Crochet. Like, it's, they brought these guys in to play against right-handed pitching, against left-handed pitching. You're going up against a dominant left-handed pitcher. And this isn't overthinking it, because this is what they do all year. Tough left-handed pitching, these are the guys who play all year. It's not like they're doing something out of their element. This has been their strategy against left-handed pitching all year, including while they've been winning against the playoff teams. Rosario played against tough left-handed pitching. Rosario played against Boston. Rosario did, like, this is what Rosario played against Crochet. This is not like, oh, man, they're overthinking it in the postseason. This is who they've been. This is how they've handled it. It's really a dicey situation. But I don't think, whatever the Yankees do, I see the logic in it. And I don't think the only thing that I really have a tough time in my mind is Rice not playing. That's the only one that really is like, man, he's been one of their best hitters. And I know it's lefty-lefty, but he's got an above 700 OPS since June 1st against left-handed pitching. Actually better than Paul Goldschmidt, although that's the one move. But I need Paul Goldschmidt at defensive first base. Like, I can't have, you know, Volpe throw one in the dirt and not have the play made. Like, it's dicey, man. I get it. But that's the one that bothers me. That's the one that really jumps. Like, man, I kind of need Rice in that lineup, don't I? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but it's back. I even talking about it now, I'm getting all riled up. What's up? Mike in Middletown. What's up?
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. So I'm a Mets fan. I don't want to get into this. I've seen a lot of memes and stuff like that. But my brother's a big Yankee fan, and I was thinking of going to the game tonight. And I was kind of on the fence, but hearing you talk about it, I think I'm definitely going
to
go.
Oh, this is last the place Yankee to be tonight. Reward. This is the place to be tonight, man.
Yeah, last one I went to, though, was with the fifth inning in the World Series. So.
Yeah, so you should probably not go. I think you should probably stay home and just watch it on your television, Mike, out in Middletown. I don't know. Tonight's the place to be. I'm going to try and get there. We'll see. I don't have anything locked up yet. And I got to be honest, I am surprised, because I took a look, I am surprised at the prices on the secondary market. You can get in tonight right now for under $100. Now, you know, upper deck, last row, but you can get in the building for under $100. I know it's the wild card, but it is Boston. It's Fried Crochet. It's Cora Boone. And can I say something on this, too? Look, because I can't tell you how many people hit me up with this, too. Alex, if you think Alex Cora is a better manager than Aaron Boone, I'm not going to argue with you. He won a World Series. I do believe him to be a good manager. I don't think he's God's gift to managing as many do. But sure, I have no leg to stand on and tell you that Boone is a better manager than Alex Cora. Alex Cora is a good manager, and if I had to tell you which one's better, I would say Alex Cora. He's won. He's finished in last place, but he's won. But I am so tired of hearing, well, the big problem is Alex Cora is going to outmanage Boone again. And I challenge people, and no one's yet to give me one instance. Give me one instance where Alex Cora has outmanaged Aaron Boone. Where's the scenario? Where's the pinch hit bullpen decision? Like, where is the outmanaging? If winning is just outmanaging, then fine. Okay, he's outmanaged Boone because he won in 18 and he won in 21. And they've played well against the Yankees historically, including this season. Okay. But where is the he outmanaged him and did something where Boone was caught off guard? Like, it's such nonsense. I can't stand that. He's going to outmanage Boone again. He's a good manager. If you want to say he's a better manager than Boone, fine. But, like, give me the circumstance where he outmanaged Boone and made Boone look stupid. It's BS. It's such a nonsensical talking point. He is a good manager, and if you think he's better than Boone, fine. But don't tell me, oh, he's going to outmanage Boone again. When did he ever outmanage Boone? When did he ever make Boone look silly or do something and Boone, like, it's just nonsense. He's a good manager. give me, if you want to call me up and give me something, give me the time that he did something where I was like, wow, caught Boone with his pants down on that one, or like did something where he outmanaged him. In 2018, they had the better team, and they went through the entire postseason like a hot knife through butter. And it was after he was a part of the 17 Astros, and that story had not come out yet. I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything. You know, Steve Pierce became Babe Ruth. I'm not saying anything. Not saying anything. But they did go through the entire postseason like a hot knife through butter and won like 109 games, 108 games. They were the better team in 2018 and won that series. In 21, they ended up with the exact same record, and the Yankees lost the tiebreaker, and they had the wild card in their building. Now, I think the Yankees were a slight favorite betting-wise, but that game was in Fenway. This is the first time Boone, Cora, where they're going to be playing, obviously all, but even the majority of the games at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees are favored in this series. The Yankees are supposed to win this series. This is the first time that's really been the case between Boone and Cora. Again, I'm not telling you Cora's not a better manager. You want to say he is, fine. I can't argue with you. But stop with this. He's going to outmanage him again. Because I don't ever remember him outmanaging him or doing something like, whoa, look, Boone pinch hit him and he brought in that reliever. And like, come on. Let's go to Frank in Palisades Park. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Chris. I just want to commend you for pointing out something that everybody seems to have overlooked.
What's that?
You know, the jubilation of the Giants winning the first. You know what? Jack Stark threw the ball decently.
Yeah.
He wasn't really accurate with throwing the ball.
No.
Now with Malika, when Malik Nabers out for the season,
yeah,
he's not going to expose the receiving core on the Giants, because now teams are going to know, hey, we don't need to double team anybody. Just blitz poor Jackson Dart until he gets shell shocked. What do you think should the Giants do? Because I've said this all along. They haven't developed the rest of that receiving core, or they haven't really done a good job putting or making a better offensive line to help the quarterback.
Well, I think the offensive line has played better. I think with Andrew Thomas, the offensive line has played better. They played well enough to win the football game against the Chargers. As far as the passing game, look, Wandell Robinson, I believe, can do more than he's done. I do believe that. He had a big game against Dallas. They just particularly seemed like they didn't care about covering him. I mean, to be fair. But I do think Wandell Robinson can be dangerous. I think Slayton knows the entire playbook and actually made some plays in the passing game with Jackson Dart early on in the game Sunday. I don't know how the coaching staff feels about Hyatt. There was a lot of talk about Hyatt heading into camp that he was in the best shape of his life. Not that he was ever in bad shape, but he put on a ton of muscle and he kept the speed. And there was really a lot of speculation that he could become a part of this, and he just has not been. So I don't know. They don't have an overly talented wide receiving core. I agree. They don't. Nabers was it. And me and Fliegelman were talking about it, I guess because your call made us think about it. It is amazing that so much is going on right now. You got, obviously, even with the Giants, the Jackson Dart story to it. We got the Mets historic. I know we don't like to use the word collapse because it took 3 months, but still, the season that was and the Mets failing to make the postseason, you got the Yankees playing the Red Sox tonight, Giants and Jackson Dart, the Jets in 0-4 in their coach and everything, and it's almost like we didn't even really talk about the fact that Malik Nabers is out for the season with a torn ACL. That's a devastating injury. It's kind of been under the radar. We haven't had a lot of chance to talk about it all that much. I mean, I don't know what there is to say other than it's a devastating blow to the Giants. I feel terrible for Malik. Hopefully he'll be back. The one saving grace is, you know, you didn't really expect, you were hoping to have him help develop the quarterback, which was to your point. You were hoping he'd be on the field to help this young quarterback develop and give him a guy to throw to and a guy he could throw to even covered because that's how talented he is. But outside of that, you didn't expect much from this season, and hopefully it's early enough in the year where he shouldn't miss all that much time, if any, for next year. But it's a devastating injury. And we saw a devastating injury on the field last night when they play on grass. We don't know. Like, we're so quick to blame the turf. I know everybody wants to, and certainly there's been enough where there's smoke there, where there's fire. I get it, but we don't know if that's the reason he hurt his knee. But whatever the case may be. Devastating injury for both the player and the team. And yeah, now, you know, that's going to hinder the ability of Jackson Dart to really develop here. you were hoping to build that connection over the course of the season, and that's gone. So it sucks. It's a devastating injury, but, you know, Giants still went out there and won a game, and they got to continue to do so. And, yeah, the passing attack is an issue. Now, as far as, like, double teaming and blitzing and everything, yeah, I mean, I guess he's going to have to find a way to, if he gets blitzed, he's going to have to get the ball out of his hands. That's what rookie quarterbacks deal with. So, but yeah, I mean, and the idea that we really haven't even spoken, if you would have told us at the start of the year Malik Nabers would be lost in week four, we'd be like, wow, what a huge story. It's like we've hardly talked about it. Ernest in Norwalk. What's up, Ernest?
Yes. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I have two questions. I'm going to say the first is just a statement. It's kind of sarcastic. But they're going to win because they don't have Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was the problem. So now they're going to win. Daniel Jones is in Indianapolis. He's messing up there too.
Oh, so you're a Daniel Jones truther, are you?
Down Daniel Jones, mm-hmm. Huh?
You're a big Daniel Jones fan.
I am a big fan. And when I had called in last year when everybody was, I kept telling them the same thing that's happening now. No offensive line. Never really had nobody to throw to. This man had.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Was the Giants' offensive line good in Dallas without Andrew Thomas the other day? Last 2 weeks.
I thought they played better.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't play better than they did with Daniel Jones, and yet he was able to throw for 450 yards, throw the ball down the field. Was the offensive line better when Tommy DeVito came in and won football games and beat the Green Bay Packers? Was the offensive line any better when Tyrod Taylor came in and was still able to throw the football down the field and make plays? Daniel Jones was not the problem. He wasn't the reason they lost. It was both him and the coaching staff. That's just, Daniel Jones was here for 6 years. He wasn't good with the Giants, and particularly the last 2 years. He was injured and bad. It was time to move on. It's not that he's void of any talent whatsoever. It's that it just wasn't working, and he wasn't good enough. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And this young rookie quarterback just beat a team that you couldn't imagine the Giants with Daniel Jones beating. Couldn't imagine it over the last 2 years. Beating a team 3-0 like the Chargers, coached by Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, good luck winning that game with Daniel Jones. And yet they just find a way to do it with Jackson Dart. So, look, I understand that now because he's played well, by the way, he lost this week and threw a bad interception down the field. I understand we want to now give flowers to Daniel Jones and say he wasn't the problem. He wasn't the only problem. He was a problem. And the Giants are better off having moved on. Just the truth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.